In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a human's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." Preachers are always in search of words to communicate the Word. But what the listener hears depends on many things. What trouble, stress, joy, anticipation is brought to the hearing, to name just a few. If you are anything like me, you have probably had the experience of crafting a well-thought-out message to a friend or a family member. With care and precision, you do this, only to be astonished that what they heard was totally different than the message you intended. Sometimes we take for granted that communication is something that comes naturally. In fact, it is one of the most difficult things we ever try to accomplish. The goal of communication is for the message of the speaker to equal the impact experienced by the listener. That is what John's Gospel wants us to know about the Word become flesh. In him, the words he spoke were exactly what some people experienced in the messenger himself. Now, that's some people experienced that. Others experienced exactly the opposite of what was intended. The prologue tells us that the Word in flesh became the light of the human race for those who recognized and accepted him. To these, the power to become children of God was given. Others experienced contradiction to all they believed and held dear, and darkness seemed to prevail for them. What makes the difference between a word heard on the one hand for life and light, and on the other for darkness and death? I wonder. The popular Christmas song, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" was actually written as a prayer for peace in 1962 when the United States and the Soviet Union seemed on the brink of nuclear war. Noel Ramey, a French resistance fighter during World War II, became a contemporary music composer. And in October 1962, in New York City, he met with his producer at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis. When the composer arrived, the producer was listening to the voice of a newscaster on the radio. Looking up, he said, "I am listening to see if we have been obliterated." Now, both the producer and the composer heard the same words reported that day, but to different ends. In deeper contemplation on the walk home, the composer heard a different voice and listened to a different interpretation of the words. He said, "I saw two mothers with their babies in strollers. The babies were looking at each other and smiling, and all of a sudden, my mood was extraordinary." When he got home, the composer began to write the lyrics to a song about peace. As he wrote, he saw the green fields of his native France, the innocence of newly born lambs, and the message of the word become flesh. The Prince of Peace come to pitch his tent among us in a world filled with violence and engulfed in darkness. Ragni penned these familiar words that day. "Do you hear what I hear?" said the night wind to the little lamb. "Do you hear what I hear ringing through the night? A song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea." Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, a child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold." Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light." Looking back over 2008 on this last day of the year, what word of life and light have you heard? What word has taken flesh in you this year? In the prologue of the Gospel of John, we learn that the Word became flesh to lead us into communion with God and with each other. What word of light in the darkness will we proclaim in the coming year? What word will become flesh in us?